Welcome to Sonya Podcast. Here was another one I found very interesting. It was about ghosting. So this was a patient, and this is what her therapist told her about ghosting. So if you have been ghosted, you know that it's one of the worst ways to get rejected. Processing the experience of being ghosted can take a while, even if the situationship or relationship lasts only a few months. If you haven't been ghosted, think about the feeling as talking to a room full of people from the podium. While everyone just looks away as if they can't hear you, like you're invisible, like your needs don't matter, like you don't deserve their energy or attention. No one bit. Regardless of which camp you fall into, we all know that ghosting is not healthy, both for the ghoster and the ghostee. It shows emotional immaturity on the part of the ghosters, and it can stir up lots of unhealed emotional wounds for the ghostee. One day, I was sitting on the therapy couch, because most therapy is done over Zoom now, and explaining to my therapist how I felt when I got ghosted. It felt like I was getting emotionally abandoned again. Something deep from my childhood came up for me. He didn't seem to care about my feelings, and that had me question if the connection I felt was with him was even true. I know that's logically, I need to put this to rest and get on with my life. But emotionally, it's really hard for me. It's like there's an internal conflict in me. I may have done something that triggered him to ghost me, but still I know that I didn't deserve to be discarded like that. I have looked at the ghosting in many different angles. His trauma, my trauma, the general dating landscape. I have made my way through reconciling the jarring effect of ghosting and learned to celebrate the heartache. And as a recipient of therapy and a couch myself, I have fairly good grasp of my patterns and how I was evoking past involuntarily. But there was one important thing that I had missed. That day, as I was sitting on the therapy couch, my therapist told me something that gave me a new and very valid perspective. Looking at me carefully with her kind, large eyes, she said, "Ghosting is typically emotional abuse. Do you want to be with someone who emotionally abuses?" What? I had never considered that. All the while, I've been analyzing his attachment style and wondering how my inner child has been impacted. As a pattern of behavior in which the predator insults, humiliates, and generally instills fear in an individual in order to control them, the individual reality may become distorted as they internalize the abuse as their own failing. That's the meaning of ghosting. Sure, there was no outright insults or humility in my case, and I wasn't scared of him in any way, but I did feel insulted and humiliated by the ghosting. And he was trying to control me in my interaction by ghosting. My reality got distorted in some ways as I questioned the connection we had and wondered what I did to deserve such rash disrespect. Furthermore, I did doubt myself and my worth. I did feel like my perspective wasn't being understood and I was judging unfairly. All this applied to me, and I believe they do for most cases of ghosting. So let's call it what it is. Ghosting is a form of emotional abuse. It took me a while before I realized that my therapist was waiting for an answer, that her question wasn't rhetorical at all. No, I definitely don't want to be with someone emotionally abusive. Not being seen in her was an age-old wound from my childhood, but back then I was powerless over my abuser. But with a guy I dated for a few months, I was not powerless. I could move on and limit his access to me. How can we see ghosting for what it is, when being quiet and being nice are overly appreciated by society? Who actually said that if you can't say anything nice, be quiet? Look, I'm not advocating for spewing hate all around, but maybe some of us are taking this idea of being nice and polite too far by shutting down when we don't know how to best to communicate. Negative. Informational, ask for what it is we need in a relationship. I believe the main problem here is that in children, we have mostly seen aggressive, arrogant communication or a complete shutdown when adults have been displeased. This applies to both at home and at school. So it's not surprising that this is all we know to do as adults in conflict, communicate with aggression, or build a big wall around us. Goals in dating and relationship, learning a more balanced model of assertive communication is much more healthier, but it also much practice and reprogramming. I am fully aware that I cannot control the action of others, or if only I could. But what I can do is see others' action for what they are, technical definitions and all. Then I can react to these actions from a fully informed point of view versus a half-baked opinion that has selective bias sprays all over it. Now that you know what ghosting is for what it really is, what would you do about it? So, that one was a good one too. So I had to share that with y'all. You know, I personally has never been ghosted, but I know people that has been ghosted and they have taken it hard. Me personally, if you don't speak to me, I don't speak to you, and we just won't leave it like that. That's just how I am, but everybody's not like that. But I'd like to thank you for listening to Sunny Podcast. Please give a 5-star review on Speaker, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, wherever this podcast I please share. You can call me at sv766752@gmail.com. Go to my website, http://podcast/wordpress.com. Follow me at son.ia9795, Instagram, sunny.com, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, YouTube. Follow my son Sounds on Instagram. He got an Apple out on Apple, Spotify. TJVUCLAIN. Please read her book, Black Girl in Orange. TAWYNA, Wade Williams. Please read her book, Suddenly Single. King's Flex on SoundCloud, Female Reform. They have a rich story. Y'all have a blessed night.